We use the colours model a lot when we're talking about behavioural flexibility in order to achieve rapport with key people that you want. You'll know the colours model inside out. We've obviously got four colours: yellows, reds, greens and blues. It's a great model, and really begin to think about just how far you're using the knowledge that you've got from it. Think about people in your team. Think about the different colours of people in your team and how you praise them, how you give them feedback. You might find that you have a certain way of giving feedback that actually is suitable for your own style, your own colour. But how suitable is it for the people that you're working with? Not only thinking about the way in which you give feedback, but what exactly it is that you're saying to each person. So if you're praising people in your team and you're working with somebody who's yellow, they want to be hearing stuff about themselves. They want to be hearing specific words. It might be that you say to them, "You're amazing. You're great. That was fab." Use their language and really think about what they need from you. Of course, that's not going to work with somebody who's red. They're just going to be thinking, "That's just not for me. What do they mean?" Because reds are all about tasks, objectives, getting things done, then actually when you're giving somebody who's red feedback, it might be better to say something like, "Good result, well done." That's more in their language, that's more in their map of the world. For a green, of course, it's completely different. Greens are all about other people. They're much softer and quieter than reds and yellows. So it's not only about how you match them in terms of your voice, words, and physiology, but think about the specific words that you use. You might, when you're giving feedback to somebody who's green, say something like, "You're really lovely to work with," or "You have a really positive effect on the team." Think about what's important to them and match that. And of course, with blues, they're not going to want to hear any of the above. Blues are a completely different kettle of fish. For a blue, it's far more positive for them to hear something like, "You've done a really thorough job," than it is to say, "You're amazing." It's just not meaningful for them. So always think about who you're dealing with, what colour they are, how they want to receive the feedback, and specifically what it is that you're going to say to them.